our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. And we have the opportunity now for the next few minutes to spend time in reflection on what our Lord has done for us on this most holy day. And so I'm going to invite us to come to the foot of the cross and reflect together on what put him there. So, what put Jesus on the cross? Well, first, it was the actions of Judas, who uses his closeness with Jesus as a weapon. He hands Jesus over to those he knows seek his death. And Judas knows where Jesus has been going with his disciples, and so he tells the authorities. Judas apparently has decided that it's time to jump ship. And he uses his relationship with Jesus to get what he can, 30 pieces of silver, out of the deal. And indeed, we see him closing his heart to Jesus' love, refusing to turn back from his decision, even to the very last in Gethsemane, when Jesus calls him friend and asks why he has come. Do I betray a position of trust using my closeness to the person as a weapon? Do the words, "you only hurt the ones you love," apply sometimes very well to me? Do I evaluate the worth of friendships by what I can get out of them? Do I close my heart to those who love me and resist turning from that which I know to be hurting them? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. What put Jesus on the cross? Well, next it was the actions of all his friends deserting him in his time of need, such as Peter, who tells Jesus that he'll stand by him even to the point of death, who claims that even if all the other disciples fall away, he never will. But then tries to follow at a safe distance and ends up, out of fear, denying any relationship at all with Jesus when Jesus' hour of need arrives. Do I make promises I don't keep? Do I promise to always be there, to sacrifice myself for those I love, and then let them down when I have to live my words? Do I overestimate how far along I am in the school of life? Do I allow fear to inhibit my love and try to love, but only at a safe distance? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. Then what put Jesus on the cross was the action of the leaders. The leaders who see the crowds following Jesus and fear the loss of their privileged status. Who are so sure they are right that they can even commit murder and justify it as God's will. Do I resent the success and happiness of others? Do I drag my feet in helping transform the distribution of the world's resources or the movement to greater care for the environment out of a fear of losing my privileged position? Do I justify myself rather than accept criticism? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sin. And then we see the action of the crowd. The crowd who are frustrated and bitter over having, once again it seems, their hopes of deliverance from the Romans crushed, who are angry at Jesus, who has invited them to put their hope and trust in him, who they called out on Palm Sunday, saying Hosanna, which literally means save. But now Jesus seemingly is exposed as a fraud. And so they lash out to demand his death, changing the cries, Hosanna, on Palm Sunday, to the cries, Crucify, on Good Friday. Who allow their anger to move them to choose the way of violence and hate rather than the way of peace and love. Do I allow my disappointment, my feeling even of betrayal at the hands of loved ones, to cause me to lash out in anger at them? Do I kill people in my mind with the hatred in my heart? Do my actions and thoughts testify to my often choosing the way of violence and hate over the way of peace and love? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. What put Jesus on the cross? Well, next, it was the actions of Pilate, who delivers a man he believes to be innocent over to death rather than get into personal difficulty with the crowd and especially with Caesar, who to save his own skin considers Jesus expendable, who tries to take the easy way out and avoid his moral responsibility to act. Do I allow what I do to be influenced not only by what I believe to be right, but also by what I believe will be in my best interests? Do I consider my well-being more important than another's? Do I try to wash my hands of injustice in the world, pretending it isn't my responsibility to actively act against it? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. And last, what put Jesus on the cross was the actions of the soldiers, who are filled with contempt for the occupied nation of Israel, who are brutal to those they have power over just because they can be, because no one is stopping them. Do I look down in contempt on those different from me? Do I abuse positions of power and privilege over others? Do I act differently if I think my actions are free from consequences? Sins like these put Jesus on the cross. Jesus died for my sins. But while it is true that sins like all these and all of them mine, sins like these put Jesus on the cross, this truth begs a deeper question. Why did Jesus allow our sins to nail him to the tree? Jesus himself said he could have been delivered at any time by legions of angels had he so chosen. What made him choose instead to be poured out as he was? The answer, of course, is love. At the deepest level, it was Jesus' love that put him on the cross. Jesus said he came to give his life as a ransom for many, for all who are dead in sin and need his new life within them. He willingly took all our darkness on himself. He removed all the barrier between us and God, so that we might be free. Love like this put Jesus on the cross. Because of his limitless love, Jesus died for my sins, for your sins, and for the sins of every single person sharing this earthly pilgrimage. Seven times he spake, seven words of love, and all 3 hours his silence cried for mercy on the souls of all. Jesus, our Lord, is crucified. O divine love, O human sin, in this dread act your strength is tried, and victory remains with love, for love himself is crucified. Thanks be to God.